And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lensic, Santa Fe's Performing Arts Center. And Rob DeWalt joins us, too. He is senior editor at New Mexico Magazine, and we are all here speaking of the arts. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a party.
It's a party. I don't know how this happened, but it's a good thing.
Yeah. It's a happy accident.
It's a happy accident. And we're going to try to cover kind of like 2 weeks worth of stuff because next week we're rerunning the opera series.
Ew.
So I won't be here. I'll be at the opera.
Oh, you'll be at the opera.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, we won't be in the baking company. Uh-huh. So what's going on? The Jean Cocteau, also known as the Juan Cocteau, is opening.
Yes.
That's the big news of the week, I think.
That is the big news of the week. I used to go there when I was a much younger fellow, so I'm really excited about it. So it's got a lot of history. I noticed in the Pasa Tiempo today that there's a huge spread by our good friend Robert Knott.
Yay.
I haven't had a chance to look at it, but it looks pretty darn cool.
Yeah, long, big spread about the Jean Cocteau.
Yeah.
Movies are free this week, which is amazing.
Yeah, and they're showing some good stuff.
Orpheus. Dark Star.
Forbidden Planet.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome.
And some of them are already sold out, even though it's free. So you got to make sure to get your tickets.
Right. You do have to get tickets. They make that clear.
Yeah.
There will be 11 p.m. movies. And I think midnight movies, late night movies will be a regular thing.
Yeah.
Which will
I
be
love
lots
that.
Of fun.
And if somebody would open a late night restaurant that served good food, we'd have a city.
I bet that now that place is going to be having those, I'm sure it will compel a few restaurants to have some late hours.
Yeah.
Zia, Cowgirl, more around there would be great.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
La Taverna is doing better than most.
Yeah.
They stay open a little later.
Yeah. Taverna La Boca.
Yep, La Taverna La Boca.
La Boca. We have to patronize them so more follow suit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But that's just another great thing in the rail yard, I think, and it's a big movie week all around, really. The Screen has some great movies. We can't forget The Screen. I'm sure we can support both of them.
And all three of them, including the CCA.
And the CCA. I meant to say that, actually, yeah. And actually, the Lensic has some really cool films, archival films, coming up this fall.
Really?
We'll announce that in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to leave it as a mystery.
Man.
But it's going to be great for film buffs in Santa Fe, as if it isn't already.
I really enjoyed going to the Lensic screening of The Big Lebowski.
I went to that, too.
When all these people came in their purple jumpsuits and plaid shirts.
Drinking White Russians.
Maybe you can dress as Jean Cocteau when you go to Orpheus.
There's an idea.
I don't know if I could do that, but...
So what else? What's happening film-wise?
Oh, what is happening film-wise?
We will tell you. At the CCA... This is one I'm not sure I'm going to see, but Lovelace, the Linda Lovelace.
Yeah, I saw that.
I kind of want to
see biopic is coming out. I know, it's intriguing. And Amanda Seyfried, I never know how to say her name, is the star. And Sharon Stone is in it. And supposedly they both give great performances. 20 Feet from Stardom is still there. And if you haven't seen it, I can't recommend it enough. It's just a cool, happy, feel-good movie. With cameos, appearances by David Byrne, archival footage David Byrne, Mick Jagger, lots of cool rock guys and the cool, cool women who've backed them up over the years, and we don't know about them.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, my mom wants to see that really bad. Maybe
you
we'll
should
go
take
this
her.
Weekend.
Have your mom call me.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You need a date?
That is Mary Charlotte. Does not need a date.
You never know.
Gosh,
you know what else? Can I say another film thing? It's Indian Market Week. Indian Market starts officially.
That's right. I was going to mention this.
This week. Well, there's a lot to talk about there, but they have, I want to make sure I get it right, the Native Cinema Showcase.
Yes. Native Cinema Showcase. Let's see. It's August 12th through August 18th. And it says that there's a complete schedule TBA on their website, but if you want a sneak peek, I wrote a sort of a featurette, and it's on the New Mexico Magazine website.
And what is that website?
A tiny little slideshow. It's nmmagazine.com. And if you go there, it's at the top of the page, and there's just click through, and you can read it, and it's fantastic. And there's links to find out more about some of the major films. Winter in the Blood is, I think, the big one this year. That one's going to be amazing. But there's also two zombie Native American
films.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
This year. I think they're shorts. Hey, they're zombies.
So. Zombie shorts.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm going to rip that off. I'm really stoked for the Native Cinema Showcase this year. They have some really great stuff. And some fun workshops, too, are a part of it.
And there's an award ceremony on Thursday at the New Mexico History Museum, apparently.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are aware that this is just another judged artwork event of Indian Market. It's the latest one to be a judged event, I think. And film is a really sort of important medium right
Very
now.
Very much so.
For the Pueblos,
Native people,
especially.
And everybody, yeah.
So go and check that out. But there's all kinds of stuff. We've got today. There's the children's art opening at the Collected Works Bookstore and Coffee Shop. There's an opening from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight, right? And then we've got Breakfast with Curators on August 13th. Let's see. And then we've got the awards Native Cinema Showcase Awards Ceremony. On the 15th, and then we've got the Indian Market launch party on the 15th also. All kinds of stuff.
And only peripherally related, but Steve Elmore Indian Art is having an opening of Five Generations of Hopi Artists, and the reception is tonight. And it'll be on the website tomorrow, and that's at 839 Paseo de Peralta, which is in the same zone as the video library.
So many of the local galleries have native art openings this week, even if they're not officially participating in the market. So
Yeah. Exactly.
I recommend going to see the show at Zane Bennett. It's fantastic.
Is it? You've seen it?
Yeah. It's really, really good.
That's a great gallery.
Yeah. It's wonderful. They had a great show last year. Virgil Ortiz was there last year. And this year it's a group show. And it's a lot of wonderful contemporary work. So check it out.
Yeah, if you haven't been to Indian Market in a while, it's cool that they show contemporary works as well as traditional pottery, etc. But there's a lot of young artists who are incorporating traditional techniques and things into their very contemporary work and showcases it all.
Yeah.
I also got a note that there's an exhibit called My Land, and it's an exhibit and an opening and a dialogue with contemporary Native artists. And Max Early will be reading his poetry in a dialogue with Kathy Whitman, Elk Woman, Jameson Banks, Chris Poppin, Brian Coffin, Sylvester Husito, and Doug Miles. And that is Thursday of next week, the 15th of August, from 1 to 4. And then Friday is the actual opening. And so for more information, Winteroud Fine Art at 701 Canyon Road.
Neat. Okay. I want to mention something real quick. Joseph, everyone knows him as Santa Fe Pulse in town, recently had some medical issues, and there's a fundraiser for him tonight at Rouge Cat. There's going to be tons of dancing and some great auction art, jewelry, bronze, everything.
Rouge Cat, too. Always good for dancing.
I love the metaphor, tons of dancing.
Yeah.
Tons.
It means every time your weight hits the floor.
It happens there. It's fun. It's like if there's enough people there, you can like the floor sort of wobbles a little bit. It's kind of neat.
Got a note from Creative Santa Fe, and Jeff Speck is going to be speaking in a public lecture on Tuesday, the 13th of August at 6 o'clock. And the title of his lecture is Why the Future Belongs to Walkable Cities. And there's this whole concept of making Santa Fe a more walkable city. So that's at 6 o'clock at Santa Fe Performing Arts Theater at 1050 Old Pecos Trail. You can get tickets at ticketsantafe.org or at the Lensic box office. You can also go to creativesantafe.org.
I think that's a really important one to go to because for a small city with great weather, we're not all that walkable. Downtown, sure, but a lot of places, not so much. So.
Well, and the other thing is, I was in New York a while ago, and you easily walk a half a mile to get to where you're going. But in Santa Fe, you won't walk.
No.
You won't even walk from the rail yard to the Lensic.
You won't.
You drive.
And that's an easy one. It's pretty safe.
I know.
You're not risking your life crossing streets.
And it's not long, but you don't do it.
Right.
So it's partly in your head.
Let's walk this weekend, everyone.
Yeah. Well, especially since there won't be any parking spaces. Oh, no, that's next weekend, Indian Market. That's the real heavy-duty Indian
Market. But this town is already just inundated
It's, you know.
When driving, we do notice that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And pedestrians in most cities have drivers that actually stop for them when they cross a crosswalk. So,
really?
So please watch out for pedestrians walking across the street.
They might be carrying art, too, from Indian Market.
Yeah.
And pedestrians who might be here from other cities and listening to the radio, please watch for cars.
Yes. Yes. Just it's a two-way street.
So to speak.
Hey, the curator's tour at the CCA was postponed, and now it's happening this Thursday, the 15th of August at 6 o'clock. And visual arts director Aaron Elder will be walking through the current exhibition, Making Places. So if you want to RSVP to that, write to curator@ccasantafe.org. Oh, by last Tuesday. Never mind. Well, you can still try them.
Maybe they've extended it.
Yeah.
Hey, I might have missed this when I was having my coughing fit a second ago. Did we mention the Objects of Art opening night gala? Okay. It's a bunch of galleries. I think there's like more than 60 galleries and exhibitors are going to be over at El Museo Cultural. It's Native American and Ethnographic Art. Let's see. I believe it's from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are up there, but this event is sort of, I believe the opening night party is Friday. And it's going to be awesome. I mean, 60 galleries, that's a lot.
That's a lot of galleries.
And when you fill El Museo up with things, and they make them look very, very nice.
They do. It's a great, huge, show. Wonderful space.
Yeah. So I'm stoked for that. I'm also stoked for, actually just called my partner over the phone to remind him that the 22nd annual Zia Regional Rodeo is this weekend. That's the gay rodeo, folks.
Okay. I was going to say, is regional a euphemism?
Yeah. And there's going to be a benefit dance, all kinds of stuff. And that's on Saturday. I believe it starts on Saturday. There's all kinds of, your regular rodeo events, but they're singing and dancing and food.
It's kind of a more fun, not more fun, but maybe a campier rodeo?
No, not really. It's a rodeo, man. It's a rodeo.
And where Excellent. Is this? It's at the rodeo grounds,
I hope. It's at the rodeo grounds. Just look for the big white bull on Rodeo Road. You can't miss it.
It's true. I haven't been to a rodeo in so long. I like going to rodeos.
I think it runs Saturday and Sunday.
Excellent.
So stoked. That's going to be fun.
And the following weekend, in case you want to do something besides Indian Market, All for Your Delight, an enchanting medley of scenes and songs from Shakespeare's most popular comedies, presented by Shakespeare in Santa Fe in association with the Shakespeare Guild, and it's on the campus of St. John's College. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and there's pre-show music at 6:30, performance at 7:30. You can get light picnic fare there and a little buffet reception on Friday if you want to get priority performance. For more information, well, actually, just for tickets, you can call 988-1234. Once again, that's the Lensic box office or ticketsantafe.org. You can also go to shakespeareinsantafe.com.
I have a Shakespeare event. 12th Night is being presented by the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society as well.
Nice.
And it's the last weekend for 12th Night. It is at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, which I still tend to call the College of Santa Fe, but that's incorrect. And
we call it SWAD.
SWAD. It's at SWAD, which doesn't sound so elegant, but that's where it is. 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the band shell. It's outside. Picnics are encouraged, as are blankets and lawn chairs, but no drinks or pets, please.
Aw.
Yes.
Actually, that's probably a good thing. One time I brought my dachshund to a play rehearsal, and he barked at the villain.
Aww.
Barked at the villain?
That was a good perceptive
it was a good
thing
dog
to do.
But still,
we love animals, and Kindred Spirits Animal Shelter is having its annual art show on the 11th from 10 to 4
tomorrow. I think it's, isn't it tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't want to say the wrong date. It's the 11th.
Yeah, we just had her on a moment ago, Ola, who was here.
Yeah,
of course.
Right
I was busy preparing for the show.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Everyone go, because it's a great cause.
It's a wonderful place too.
Yeah. Beats Out of Water. This is a cool event. It's happening on Saturday in the rail yard, in the park. It's in the rail yard park. Anyway, it's called Beats Out of Water. It's DJs Federici, Melanie Moore, Phi, and Sattva Ananda. And it's from 1 to 7 p.m. It's all ages. It's free. And poolside attire.
Oh, in the rail
suggested.
Yard. Nice.
Poolside attire.
What day is this again? Because that...
It's Saturday.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, bring sunscreen.
And get down.
Yeah.
Also on Saturday... From 9 to 2 is the Theater Work Prop and Furniture Sale. So Stevens Consignment is working with theater to help them sell off hundreds of things that have accumulated over the years that have been theater work props. So it's really cool. If you want to get some stage, and they've got fantastic stage sets. So if you want to get tables and dressers and vintage mirrors and radios and baskets and bird cages and candelabras and all that kind of stuff, it's at 3205 Calle Marie, next to Teatro Paraguas, right here in Santa Fe.
There's some cool bandstand stuff happening, right?
Tell us.
Let's see. Well, the first one that comes to my mind, which is the first one that I see, is that Nosotros is going to be playing on Tuesday.
Yay!
At 6 p.m. And let's see. There's going to be a timba dance party with DJ P.A. Trix at 7:15.
DJ P.A. Trix.
Patrick.
I'm ignorant. What is timba?
Timba is Cuban salsa.
That's what New Yorkers say when a tree falls.
Ba-dum-bump.
Timba.
Timba.
Oh,
timba,
okay.
Tumba, timba.
All right.
That was good.
Thank you. Yeah, they're real flowing today, right?
Like the coffee at the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Yes.
Hey, there's a classical guitar CD release and listening party for Guitarra Íntima del Rio Grande with Patrick Burns. That is on the 16th of August at 7... What day of the week is it? Oh, yes, it's Friday, a week from today, at 7 o'clock at the Candyman. For more information, you can go to candymanstringsandthings.com or just show up in a week at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Candyman.
More on the music front. The Lensic will be filled this week with the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival. It continues. There are 6 or 7 performances between Sunday and next Saturday. It's what you'd expect, all kinds of things. Bach, Vivaldi, Chanson, which I've been wanting to say all morning. And a little different for the Chamber Music Festival on Friday is Cuba's 3-time Grammy-nominated band, Tiempo Libre.
Tiempo Libre, yay!
They will be at the Lensic at 8 o'clock this Friday. You can find a complete schedule of all the chamber music events at SFCMF, Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival.org. Tickets at ticketssantafe.org.
Now, not this Friday, but the following Friday.
Correct. The Tiempo Libre is the following Friday.
Excellent.
But check the schedule because there's something Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's Chamber Music Week.
Most excellent. And Sunday, this coming Sunday at 2 o'clock, there's a free event called Voices from the Earth with singer-songwriter Onde Chimes and poets Ann Philmeyer, James McGrath, and Donna Negev and Marcia Stark. And Songs and Poems in the Orchard. Yes, it's literally in an orchard. For more information, go to earthmedicineways.com because it's in Las Cienegillas.
Ah.
I'm not going to give you directions.
Rag Rug Festival is this weekend.
Yay!
Yay. That's handmade textiles and jewelry and wearable art. I believe it starts at 10 and goes into the afternoon like 4 o'clock. It's Saturday and Sunday at Museum of International Folk Art. And, this is cool, August 10th and 11th at the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian is storytelling evening with Joe Hayes. At 7 p.m. And it's free.
That's always wonderful.
Yeah.
We like free things.
Yes. Free things are good.
And speaking of wonderful things, is Felines and Friends has sent us once again the cat of the week.
Meow.
And this week's featured cat is Ebony and her siblings Jet and Inky. And I guess you can guess
what color
they look like.
Yeah.
They were rescued here in the Santa Fe area. They're sweet and playful, a little bit shy. Beautiful kitties available for adoption, medium-length black coats, and they're about 3 years old. If you were interested in adopting Ebony, Jet, or Inky, or in fact all three, you can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com or look at the kitties online at fandfnm.org. The phone number is 318-2281.
The three of us could go in on the trio. We could each take one.
Right. Mine would end up being lunch within about 15
mine
minutes.
Mine too, actually.
Yeah. Mine too.
That's so good.
Okay, we won't, but you can. So please come get Inky and his siblings.
I just wanted to remind everybody real quick that the August issue of New Mexico Magazine is our 2013 Native American special issue. So we have all kinds of cool stuff in there. We've got interviews with Native artists, established and emerging. We've got a photographer, Will Wilson, the Diné photographer, who is really awesome. We've got 25 Reasons to Love Gallup.
As if I need more reasons.
Right.
I know.
We've
but
got,
thank you. What's
we've
not
got,
to love about Gallup?
A Pueblo-centric road trip in north central New Mexico. We've got a road trip to Puye, which is awesome. Have you ever been to Puye?
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
It was magical.
Cliff dwellings, right?
Puye cliff dwellings,
yeah.
Yeah, so just wanted to remind everyone.
New Mexico Magazine.
Yeah.
And I got an email from Sergio Moyano about an exhibition of, let's see, paintings, monotypes, etchings, and watercolors that opens on the 16th of August, Friday at 5 o'clock at 7501 Avenger Way, Suite E. And I don't know him, but he sent an image of an etching, which is absolutely fabulous. He looks like a very, very good artist. And he's from Argentina, has been an artist all of his life, and is really, really good. So if you can figure out where Avenger Way is, show up in a week from today at at 5 o'clock.
It's Design Week in Santa Fe, and that's kind of a neat thing to do. I don't know if you've ever done it. Design Weekend, it's called Design Week, but over the weekend, a bunch of homes are open that interior designers have kind of decked out to show off their work, mm-hmm. and it coincides with the Santa Fe Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes. Both are this weekend. You can buy tickets for each or get a deal on if you buy them together. And for more information, you can go to the Santa Fe Home Builders Association website.
Excellent. Neat. And Opposite Books.
I love Opposite Books.
I love Opposite Books, too. And they're having Natalie Goldberg, author of Writing Down the Bones, reading from her newest book, The True Secret of Writing, this Tuesday, the 13th of August, at Opposite, which is in Sambusco Center here in Santa Fe. You can find them online at opposite.com. And Jacqueline Kelly, Newbery Award-winning author, will read from her newest book, The Evolution of Calpurnia Tate, on Saturday. Oh, that's not for a while. I'll read that one next time.
You can start thinking about it and dreaming about it.
It's because they have Opposite has acquired another store in Las Vegas called Tome on the Range. And so they're doing an event up there. But anyway, we'll talk about that when the time comes.
Neato. How are we looking on time? Oh, we got a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
So we're not going to be here next week.
That's correct.
Okay. Can I mention a few events that are happening the following week?
Yes.
Hey, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got August 16th, which I believe is Friday.
Yes.
Right? We've got Changing Hands, Art Without Reservation, 3 Contemporary Native North American Art from the Northeast and Southeast, and Stephen J. Yazzie, The Mountain, and Jacob Mader's Divided Lines. All those exhibitions are opening at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, and they run through December 31st, but they open on August 16th.
Okay.
That's right there downtown, across from Cathedral Park. Can't miss it.
All righty.
That's going to be a good one. Let's see. What else?
Oh, the Apprentice series at the Opera.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
That's always fun. I think it's a great way to go if your attention span doesn't quite last
for an entire
couple
opera.
Hours or yes. I've done this. And it's August 11th at 8 p.m. You can go out to the opera, and the apprentices put on a great evening of scenes from different famous operas. You get a taste of a lot of different types of operas and styles and languages, and it's really a good way to experience the opera, and it's more affordable too. You can go to santafeopera.org or call 505-986-5900.
And, of course, the opera continues, and I think this weekend, all of next week, there's a different opera every night.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still get, my friend went the other night, got a standing room ticket, ended up getting a seat, and had a very interesting experience way up in the mezzanine. So you never know.
You never know, and hopefully it won't rain too much. Well, I didn't really mean that. We like the rain.
We love the rain. By the way, Collected Works Bookstore on Sunday, August 11th at 11 o'clock, Journey Santa Fe presents Jan Willem Janssen's lecturing on the topic of how to preserve our water and wetland resources in Santa Fe County. And lots of really good stuff. He's amazing, and we'll be talking about the way that people are bringing together to make the Wetlands Action Plan happen.
Speaking of rain. Yeah.
Speaking of rain.
Rain and water.
What else? Anything?
What else?
Let's see.
Actually, it's just kind of time to go, isn't it?
I don't know. If you can, once you get through your...
I hear the music.
You hear, yeah, I do too.
Well, let's just say again, go to the Jean Cocteau and help celebrate its opening.
Yay.
And thanks, George R.R. Martin.
Yes.
George R.R.
George R.R. Martin and John Bowman.
Yes.
Who's
in doing good hands.
Doing the thing in good hands indeed. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We've been talking to Diana Delling of the Lensic Performing Arts Center and Rob DeWalt, senior editor at New Mexico Magazine, speaking of the arts. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by Santa Fe's award-winning news team. After that, jazz. Hey, if you want to comment or send any kind of information, radiocafe@ksfr.org is my email address. And don't forget the website, santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. Well, we got, what, 20 seconds left.
We've got 20 seconds left. Come to the Santa Fe Baking Company and enjoy...
There you go.
Whatever bacon. It is I'm smelling.
I smell baked goods, bacon, burritos.
Yep, all good things start with B.
The three Bs.
Except for coffee, because we can't give that up.
That's
brew.
True.
We'll just call it brew.
Brew.
And Bob.
Cheers.
Bob.
Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Bye.